Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Alhassan. I'm joined, as always, by John Gervais, Jason Madison, Trevon Edwards. We're going to be joined by Juju Gotti of the Levitard Show in just a little bit. Real quick reminder, first of all, the Jade Hoy GoFundMe is still going. Thank you to everyone who's donated. If you haven't donated yet, $10, $20, whatever you can to help Jade's family in their time of need. You know, Jade is responsible for so many podcasts and stuff that you probably listen to. And I'm not just talking about our stuff here. I'm talking about all across the internet. So, again, whatever you can, just go ahead and click that link. It's pinned in the Count the Dings Twitter account. and make sure you give whatever you can. And thank you to those who have given. Patreon.com/countthedings. If you're in a giving mood to give to us, to support the stuff, what we do, the extra stuff, the watch alongs, the overflows, the Discord, all that stuff. Make sure you are locked in and tapped in on that as well. Got a great show today. BMF season finale, and it has achieved maximum powerificness to the point where now it's a comedy for me. Like, I just sat there and I laughed that entire episode. We'll get into that. Snowfall heating up. Oh, man, Franklin, man, he's going out like a straight gangster for real. We'll get into that as well. I know Power started. We might mention a little something about Power, but I'll be honest with you, we don't like to do too many reviews in the same show. So next week we'll go 10 toes deep into Power, I promise. I do want to do the condolences to the family of Lance Reddick, who passed away at age 60. Everyone knows him. You may not know his name, but the moment you see him, you know, one of the most recognizable faces and one of the most recognizable voices in all the TV and movies. He was Lieutenant Daniels in The Wire. He was Desmond Mobay in Oz. He's been on Law and Order. He's been on a shit ton of things.
He's going to be in the new John Wick coming out next week.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he's in John Wick. Yeah, man. Damn, man. It kind of sucks.
He was a great actor, too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, man. He's one of those dudes that, you know, when they talk about bringing gravitas and all that to the roles, like, he makes your shit official. Like, if he's in there, you like, all right, this is serious. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And he was in White House Down.
Yep. Yeah, he was in
White House Down. What's that? That's Jamie Foxx?
No, that's the other one.
That's the burning one. What's it called?
There's one with Channing Tatum, and then there's one with Gerard Butler. I don't know which one's which.
Yeah. Oh, I know the one with Gerard Butler. I don't know.
Yeah, man. He was in one back then. Yeah, White House Impossible. Exactly. He's in the White Man Can't Jump reboot. No, that sucks.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Shout out to Calmatic. That's coming out on Hulu soon.
Yeah, man. But yeah, so when you guys think of him, though, what role comes to mind first?
Daniels.
The Short Wire. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
Easy call.
Yeah,
I was so happy he had got that white girl.
I watched enough Oz though to like kind of get familiar with that character in the past.
Dog, that was my introduction to him, man. I think it was on Oz, man, and he was the undercover cop. What was his name? His name was Desmond Mobay. That was his alias or whatever in there. But like his actual name was. Let me see right here.
Did he ever die?
Yeah, remember he OD'd.
Yeah.
Oh, he OD'd. Okay.
Yeah, man. Johnny Basil was his name.
Being an undercover cop in a prison is wild.
Oh, man.
That's wild.
High on crack. Right.
I'm going to have to sit this
one out. Or high on heroin. It's heroin.
He was a billionaire.
But yeah, as Daniels, he was like kind of the meat of the show in The Wire. Like, he made you care about the other storyline, you know? Because the drug storyline had all the good characters, like the niggas in it, you know what I'm saying? But when you got to the cops, it was like McNulty, Bunk, and him, basically, you know what I'm saying, running the show as far as like acting and doing all that shit. So, yeah. And then, like Juju said, when he got old girl from McNulty, right? Wasn't McNulty clapping her cheek?
Hey, took her.
Yeah. Oh, the lawyer, right?
Yeah, lawyer chick.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Mr. Steel Girl, so he came in.
He kind of made me possible for me as a little kid. I'm like, oh, damn, okay. You know they like us back. You feel me?
No, they be feeling the swag for sure. Yeah.
And that's how young Juju started skiing.
Oh. It was sidebar. Was she ever, did she ever become like anything other than a side piece in the five seasons? Or was she just straight siding it the whole time?
I think he took her serious after a while. Because his wife had that afro. Salute to his sis. My bad. Yeah. Never mind.
Yeah. Juju, I care about you.
Hey, but she was too square, though. She was too square for him. She was trying to run for mayor, right?
Right. And I think it was some corrupt shit that happened too. It was like some corrupt shit.
Yeah. Like,
and he wanted to do it and she didn't, vice versa. Right. So yeah.
She was a square bearer.
Hey, bro, don't do that to me, bro.
y'all just want the wrath of the internet, don't you? support black women.
Right.
Exactly. No, for real. It was just, I was describing her. She had an afro and she was frustrating that season. That's all it was. My ex-girlfriend got an afro.
She was definitely giving Lori Lightfoot a little bit.
Exactly. My ex got an afro for the record.
Yo, Lori Lightfoot, man. You see that picture of her side by side?
Hey, you niggas going to hell, man. Yo, I seen a meme, dog. That was the funniest shit. That nigga said, yo, your girlfriend could just wake up and want to be bald one day and you can't do shit about it.
Been there, fam.
Oh, no.
Been there, fam.
Yo.
I've been there twice.
What? Like, she cut all her shit off?
I've been through two. I want to start from scratch and let my hair grow natural. You know what I mean? To get all the stuff out phases. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Swap, you know.
An in between phase. Yeah, I've been through one of those with the in between.
Palming the body, nigga.
It's wild times. Your initial reaction is just like, all right.
Yeah. I think with a girl, when she went from going to the salon to going to the barber, then there's that in between
pressure. There's so much pressure at the barbershop too. Like,
she's back at the salon and she's got to have that intermediate phase where she's in between the barbershop and the salon again, and the hair is growing out. You know,
that little Richard stage.
Shout out to y'all for, you know, doing that.
You niggas is crazy, man.
Bro, but some women make that afro and the short hair look fire. You feel me? So salute to y'all out there who doing it.
Yeah. Shout out to White Passing Halle Berry, apparently. She's pull that off. But everybody has a picture chart and what they come in and what they want, bro.
I can't believe they said that. I still can't believe someone said that. Hey, man, I'll tell you something, man. No, I ain't gonna say it. Not bossing over this shit real quick. Right.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Why are they so miserable, man?
Always.
Mad about everything, like...
Now we're back. We weren't back before that. Now we're back, yo. I'm saving you today. We're back.
Bruh, I wore a Ja Morant jersey in a picture. They was like, oh, funny how this show employs someone who supports this type
gun
of
gun violence. Yeah. Like, oh, yo, man, yo, dude, they've taken it like that, like crazy levels. Like,
I'm glad you took it there, Juju, because I'm just going to say it here. Fuck it. Stay out of African-American conversations. We at this point now where we know how to handle our own. Again, we never go to a conversation and say, if a nigga kills somebody, oh, free that nigga. No, we be like, that nigga did it. Take his ass to jail. But when we invite others to the conversation, motherfuckers be like, give him life. Right. Nigga take that shit to an extreme. Like, yo, nah, man. Nigga.
Because they try, because they jockey and they trying to show they more down than the next one. Right, they trying to show, I'm so down. Like, I think.
And they still mad that we supported OJ when we knew he was guilty.
Right. Hey, man, hold up, bro. niggas ain't know then, dog.
We had Twitter. Yo. If we had Twitter back then, though, we probably wouldn't have been fucking with that nigga like that.
Definitely not.
He would have been guilty.
I supported OJ in the same way I supported Princeton against Arizona. Like, I just want to see the upset, man. It wasn't like because I really like Princeton, right? Like,
speaking of must-see TV, Big T might be going to jail Tuesday. What Twitter gonna be like?
Oh yeah,
I want to see if the white people gonna be holding their own. I want to see how crazy they gonna get.
Man,
but you know,
it's going nowhere.
Right, that's true.
Because he said it makes me think like there's no chance he's going to jail. He's just trying to say shit to get people excited.
I've seen a white person call him the Nelson Mandela of this generation.
Yeah, no, they already got the jokes out. But I think they said the Secret Service is going to be with him when he get arrested. So it's like, they just gonna walk the nigga in some rooms. They said he gotta get fingerprinted and shit. So it's just like he gonna, you know, go through the police station, but he gonna have four armed guards circling him the whole time.
Yo, there's no shit. If he goes in police station, then there's mugshots. There is no way
he's gonna
this
get mugshots.
Man gets mugshots. Fuck no. No way he gets mugshots.
But I think, Jerv, I think there is a way that, like, cause you know, they spend everything and they already had the memes where the niggas buff and shit. They gonna be trying to make this nigga like, oh, he's the baddest gangster. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, he went in. Yeah. And the Bloods and the Crips.
Yeah, exactly. They gonna
you're
make it
tell
like,
me that you're trying to tell me that there's gonna be a Time magazine coming out with the side by side mugshots of him on the cover.
Yeah, it's gonna be him, Frank Sinatra, Elvis, all the white. Like, they gonna put him up there. Like, that's how I'm telling you, bro.
They love that mugshot of Frank Sinatra and Elvis, man. Every single Applebee's or whatever, they always got that picture in the back. I'm like, why do y'all care so much, man?
They love that these niggas went to jail. They want to be niggas so bad. Like, that's really what all it is. Like,
that's that Paul Mooney. Everybody want to be black, but don't nobody want to be black.
For real.
Free my nigga Elvis.
Free Elvis.
That's in the ghetto.
He's white. All right, that's going to do it for us this week on Black Opinions Matter. Shout out to Juju for joining us. Shout out Jerv, Jay Skills, and of course Black Trey. Remember, if you can, please donate to Jade Hoy's GoFundMe. It's on the Count the Dings Twitter, twitter.com/countthedings. Even if you don't have Twitter, you can go on the website. It's right there. It's the pinned tweet up top, and we got the link for the GoFundMe. And then also patreon.com/countthedings to support everything we do here. Until next time, stay black, motherfuckers.